Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about preparing for winter and that shelters will be available in emergencies. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Whether we like it or not, we've already seen some winter weather, so that means it's probably time to get ready and prepare.
Exactly.
What should people be doing? Let's talk about cars first to get ready for winter.
Okay, so one of the first things is actually just getting your car itself winterized. Do you need new wiper blades? Do you need new tires? Getting your fluids checked, all that random winter maintenance that you have your car dealership or your maintenance guy do, have them do it now because we're there.
And what kind of supplies should people keep in their trunk or their back seat?
So you always want to have a lot of the things that you want any time of the year anyway. Your three-day kits, you've got water, food, flashlights, kitty litter in the winter, an extra snow shovel in case you get stuck somewhere, phone chargers. I'm a big proponent of the solar-powered chargers for your phone so that you're not using, you know, if you've got the charger that plugs into your car, that's still going to drain some of your car's power. So if you can utilize exterior sources for power, that's always a great option. You also want to have all your, you know, extra gloves, hats, socks, boots. And one of the things that if you've got little kids that you should always have, well, ways to entertain them if you're going to get stuck somewhere because just what you want is a screaming kid in the back when you're stuck in the snow. If they're still in diapers, make sure you have diapers. If you need to update your kit because your kid has grown into a different size of diapers since last year, make sure you're doing that. Or clothes, anything. Make sure you're updating those kits in the car and in the house.
And we saw kind of a wicked winter last year. You know, with the polar vortex, we saw some extremely cold temperatures.
Yes, I'm hoping we don't have that this year.
Right. And one thing that happened during that was an emergency shelter was opened. And what has happened since that point to now to prepare for should we need another shelter?
So we've had a lot of conversations locally about if there's a power outage in the middle of the night during the polar vortex again, what do we do? We got really lucky on January 30th of this year, we lost power at 2-3 in the morning, but it was restored quite quickly. So even though temperatures in a lot of people's houses dropped drastically in that short period of time, people didn't have to get out and it was okay. But we did open a shelter that night. We had the Emmanuel Lutheran Church was open in case anybody needed to go there. And one of the things we want to make sure that people are aware of is that if that were to happen again, and if it's not going to be a quick turnaround, we will open shelters again. And there are lots of ways you can get that information. I'll call you guys and let you know if we're opening
we'll
a shelter.
Yes.
Yeah. Facebook and Twitter, we'll put those out on my page. We'll get that to you guys. You guys will put it out. And if we're opening it at one of the churches, a lot of the churches have Facebook pages. They'll put that information out as well. And if you have to, you can call the non-emergency line at dispatch, and they will have that information and be able to let you know. Now, last year, one of the things that—so I put out a survey after that incident and for the people who experienced the power outage, and a lot of them said that they wouldn't have left their house because they were afraid their pipes were going to burst. And my advice in regards to that is— don't put yourself at risk. Don't stay in that cold environment just waiting to see if those pipes burst. Because if they do, there's not a lot you're going to do at 3 in the morning with burst pipes. So make sure you're protecting yourself, getting into a warm environment, and then we'll deal with the pipe burst later on, and we'll get it cleaned up and fixed.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen talking about preparing for winter. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.